Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
On the Family Life Noon Report, an extended conversation about mifepristone, one of the drugs in an abortion cocktail that is providing half of the abortions happening in America these days. The pill was approved 20 years ago by the FDA, but a Texas obstetrician has been providing expert testimony in trials about whether the FDA is following its own regulations. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, housed in New Orleans, has a trial ongoing to determine whether mifepristone will continue to be available. Family Life's Bob Price spoke with pro-life OBGYN Dr. Ingrid Skop about the drug and other issues related to the practice of abortion in America.
You know, this was big news a few weeks ago, this abortion kill pill, mifepristone, part of a two-drug cocktail for do-it-yourself abortions, which now I think make up more than half of all the abortions that are done in this country. Give us an update for our audience as to where this case stands in the courts.
Yeah, absolutely. So for those who may not know the history, mifepristone blocks progesterone. It kills the embryo, and it's followed by misoprostol that induces labor to expel the pregnancy tissue. It turns out, when you look at how the FDA approved this in the year 2000 and then subsequently loosened the safeguards on multiple occasions since then, that it has been a highly politicized process, ideologically driven. In fact, they broke their own rules over and over and over again. Egregious the way it was handled. The FDA, of course, their job is to protect the American public from dangerous drugs. And yet the chemical abortion pills, 5%, 1 in 20 women will end up in an emergency room within a month. So that's not safe. The case is the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine versus the FDA. This is about six organizations of physicians who do not want to kill their patients. What a novel idea. So they have sued the FDA. It started in the Amarillo Court District. Judge Kaczmarek was convinced by the well-documented evidence that we presented that it was dangerous, that it never should have been approved. And so he put a nationwide hold on the drug combination. It, of course, went next to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, where three judges looked at the evidence and said, well, maybe it's okay that it was approved, but we should go back to the initial conditions of approval, which were tight supervision. Right now, the reality is people can order it online. They can have it delivered in the mail without any medical supervision. So very, very dangerous way to do this. It bounced briefly to the Supreme Court, who sent it back to the Fifth Court of Appeals and said, let the trial commence. So that's where we are right now. The evidence is being evaluated by the Fifth Circuit. And I feel very optimistic that something is going to happen that's going to push this way back or perhaps even take the drug off the market.
Wow.
Because the evidence is compelling that it is so dangerous.
You said the FDA changed its own rules in permitting a lot of this do-it-yourself through the mail type of abortive patients. Was that due to the pandemic?
They used the pandemic as an excuse, just like we saw being used as an excuse in so many ways. First, they said it's too dangerous for women to go into a clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And so they justified it as saying, we're going to do this by telemedicine. But, you know, the studies that they used to justify their action all included ultrasound. They looked at studies that had one protocol, and then they just took away that protocol entirely and said no ultrasound to rule out a potentially deadly ectopic pregnancy or to determine gestational age, because it's far more likely to fail if a woman's further along than she thinks.
Yeah.
No labs to perform actions to prevent future pregnancy complications. And most importantly, no verification that the person obtaining the pills is a woman who wants an abortion.
Wow.
So sex traffickers, incestuous abusers, coercive boyfriends can now all get these pills. They're out there, widely available.
And you told me, Dr. Skop, the last time we chatted, and this is, I think, the real crux to the matter and what people need to hear. If this was any other drug except an abortive patient, there is no way on God's green earth that the FDA would let this pill be marketed. You told me that the last time we chatted. Do you still believe that?
Oh, absolutely. Like I say, they didn't perform the pediatric studies they were required to do by law. They proved it under accelerated approval regulations, which is for life-threatening illnesses for which there is no other treatment. treatment. Well, of course, pregnancy is the opposite of that. I think we've all seen over the past 3 years, if our governmental agencies go rogue, if they are not accountable to the American people, there has got to be a mechanism in place to rein them in.
Yeah.
And that's what this lawsuit is attempting to do.
All right. Well, we're praying the Fifth Circuit gets it right here. You know, in closing, Dr. Scott, I've done journalism for almost 3 decades. I have never seen the media so one-sided on an issue as they are this issue. Why do you think that is?
You know, there is an ideology behind this that is hard to pin. I mean, there's a profit motive, obviously, for some companies, but there's more to it than that. Most of the women who obtain abortions are in poverty. Most of them are single women, minorities. I think it goes back to a population control motive from way back in the 60s, which makes no sense because our total fertility rate is plummeting. We need children.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I've never seen the inability to present another side at all. I was on hold with one of the major media networks at the time the trial was ongoing. They were going to interview me, and then they came on the line and said, you know what, we're canceling your portion without explanation. So apparently they just did not want to show another point of view.
And your research on this is what Judge Kaczmarek used in his ruling that got this whole thing started. So they didn't want to talk to the person whose research was the very foundation of this case. One other topic, and I'll let you go. Ever since the reversal of Roe, one of the main sticking points to this now is this narrative that abortion is health care. That's what we hear from everyone that is pushing the Planned Parenthood narrative here. Can you please explain why abortion is not health care?
Well, very easily I can explain why it's not. 90% of obstetricians do not perform elective abortion. We are women's health care providers. If it was necessary health care, we would do it. But we don't because we have 2 patients and we want to protect both of our patients. We're caring for women. We're trying to help them and their babies make it safely through a pregnancy.
Dr. Ingrid Skop, a Texas obstetrician, speaking about the abortion drug mifepristone. She is providing expert testimony in some of the court cases where that is being debated. Bob Price conducted that extended interview on the Family Life Noon Report. This conversation and all of our news features are available for listening or downloading from familylife.org/newspodcasts.